Unit 9. Law and Order. 9F. Exercises 1 and 3. Page 81.
Okay, listeners, Barry Boothright here, and you know what time it is. That's right. It's time for me to say how I feel about different topics. Now, you know I never hold back when I share my opinion about something, and I'll be doing the same this week too. That's because today I'm going to be talking about something that I think is a real waste of time. Neighborhood watch schemes. I don't want to upset anyone, but I really don't see the point of them. You won't catch me trying to act like a detective, looking out my window taking notes. After all, that's why we have the police. Leave it to the professionals, I say. I'm sure there are people who disagree with me. But I honestly think that the whole idea isn't just unnecessary. More importantly, it's actually dangerous. Now, you might say I'm being too much, and that it's a valuable tool to help the police with their difficult job, and you might be right. According to research, these schemes can make residents feel safer, knowing that their neighbors are looking out for them, which I can understand. But what about the risks? Criminals might see you, and they might decide to burgle your house next, or maybe even attack you. I don't think it's fair to ask residents to put themselves in danger like that. That's not all. Lately, councils are looking for reasons to spend less money on our community policing. Ideas like a neighborhood watch scheme might sound like a great way to involve the community, but think about it. It's just an excuse to need fewer police officers by asking residents to do some of the work. Sounds like a pretty good way to save government money, if you ask me. What we need is more police officers on our streets. Besides, there are also other ways to protect yourself and your property than joining a neighborhood watch scheme. You could invest in some home security equipment, like motion-activated lighting and CCTV. I'm sure the police would find a video of an incident more useful than a statement from a witness anyway. But I've said enough. As usual, I want to know how you feel about it. You know the number, 586-225. Or you can send me an email at knowwhatmatters@supermail.com, and I'll let listeners know what you think.